you got your Bibles, turn to Daniel chapter number 6. Now, eventually, I'm going to preach in Daniel chapter 6 about Daniel's window, but not tonight. I've got a message that this is on my heart, been on my heart all week. I won't preach long. I'll try to get out a little early. We'll have a little reception. I'm looking forward to that. But I got something on my heart out of Daniel chapter number 6. Now, most of the times when you read to Daniel chapter 6, the first thing you think of, we're going to Daniel and we're going to preach about the lion's den or the den of lions, don't we? But that's not exactly where I'm going tonight, but I want you to look at Daniel 6 and verse number 6. If you're there, say amen. Amen. And then I'm going to read a few verses, then skip and read a few more, and bring you a thought tonight that I think will be helpful to you. I guarantee you, everybody in this room, at one time or another, you're either done what I'm preaching on, or you're getting ready to sometime. It's just life. But I want you to see this tonight, and God willing, it'll be a truth that'll help you and be a blessing to you tonight. Then, let's look at verse 6. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said unto him, King Darius, live forever. So our thought tonight is about not Daniel, but Darius. And the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consoled together to establish a royal statute and to make him a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish this decree and sign the writing. Now, I want you to notice a word here in a moment. It's mentioned three times. That it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Go with me to verse number 13. Let's read some more. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he had heard these things, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree nor statute which a king establish, notice that word, may be changed. Look at verse 16. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Boy, that's good there. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet, with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be, what's that word again? Changed concerning Daniel. Our Father, I know the truth that I want to hammer across tonight. I know it has helped me. I think it'll help somebody else. A great truth from the Word of God. Now give us unction to function. Give us the power of God to preach. May Holy Ghost conviction help us tonight. May the Word become real to us tonight. And we'll praise you and we'll honor you in Jesus' name. And for his sake, amen. You know the story. Daniel was a praying man. By the way, I am glad for people that still believe in prayer. I believe great things can still happen by prayer. I believe miracles can happen by prayer. And God is getting ready to do something wonderful, but every time God wants to do something wonderful, the devil wants to poke in. Somebody help me preach. How many believe that? You just start seeing something happen for the Lord. In the church, in a family, or anywhere, the devil wants to poke his nose in. I will give you some good news about this morning. The young girl that was sitting right back there, about three quarters of the way back, raised her hand for prayer. She came up after service. We were careful with her, and Chad led her to Jesus Christ. I thought I'd give you that. That was a wonderful thing that happened this morning. We ought to praise him anytime something like that happened. She followed the preacher's thought, didn't she? Came up and found somebody that can lead her to Christ. But three times in this passage, the word changed is mentioned. And here's what I want to preach on. What to do when what you've done, you can't take back. What to do when what you've done, you can't take back. We've all said things. Come on, help me. That we wish we could have taken back. We've all done things that we wish we could have took back. We've all been to places that we wish we had not went there. But the hourglass has run out. The clock has struck midnight. And we wish we could go back and do it. There's daddies tonight that wish they could go back and start over being a parent. There's mamas tonight that wish they could go back and set a better example. Somebody help me here. Stay with me. And I want to tell you what, there's a lot of us in this room, we've all said things, done things, went places that we shouldn't do, and the devil beats us over the head all the time with it, and sometimes we just say, Lord, have mercy, there's no hope for me. But I want to give you some good news tonight. There's a God that can take messes and make monuments out of it. There's a God that can take trials and bring triumphs out of it. There's a God that can take your burden and bring a testimony out of it. Amen. Well, let's just give some introduction. Can I do that, Chad? I think I will. Chad said, you preach strong this morning. You're stronger. I am stronger. I feel it. You've been praying. That's why I'm stronger. How did he get in this position in the first place? How did he get in a position that he signed something that he couldn't take back? Well, this is this introduction. First of all, in my opinion, he was careless. Amen. He was just, hey, evidently he's having one of those days he wasn't taking his job seriously. And the boys was out conniving against Daniel. And he loved Daniel. And they went out and got all this big old decree and brought it into him. And instead of him reading, you want it done, Brother Rich? He just signed his John Hancock on it. And by the way, when he signed his John Hancock on it, Can I tell you something? Ain't nothing going to be changed then, and he couldn't take it back. By the way, we do things sometimes. Sometimes we do them and not thinking what it's going to cost us. Sometimes we do some things not thinking who it might hurt. Sometimes we do some damage to someone's life. You know why he done it? He was careless. How many girls right now are in a one-room shack somewhere trying to raise a child? If 9 months earlier they would have just thought about what they were doing instead of being so careless. Now, this is serious at the beginning, okay? Y'all just hang with me. I think somebody ought to preach on some of these things. Amen? You can pick your sin, but you can't pick the consequences of your sin. You better be careful what you put in your mouth. You better be careful what you shoot up in your arms. You ought to be careful what you put your eyes on in the computer. 50%, 7% of Christians and Christians use pornography at least twice a month. That's carelessness. Am I preaching? Secondly, I'm still preaching. This introduction, by the way, it's pretty good, isn't it? He should have been careful. Boy, listen to this. And his counselors were bad. He was listening to the wrong people. He was listening to the wrong voices. Come on now. Two weeks ago, I was talking to a person who's struggling with drugs. They don't go here, so don't try to get your mind thinking who do you talk to. But they're struggling. And they called me up. Didn't know me from nobody. Just heard that I counseled and I talked to people and prayed with people. And I do. So I talked to them for a moment. I said, how'd you get in the mess you got in? And this young lady over the phone said, preacher, I let a friend talk me into it the first time. And now, 15 years later, I'm hooked. Am I preaching? I want to tell you something. You better watch out who you get your advice from. Amen. He was listening to the wrong people. I wish I could go back. I wish I could do it over again. I wish I didn't listen to that friend. You ought to have been wiser. You ought to have been more careful. Amen. I want to tell you what. I know people that got scars, that got stuff. And maybe you're in here tonight and you're saved and love God, but you got scars and you got things that, dear God, if you could take it back, if you would have just thought about it, you would not have done it. But you have. So what do you do when what you've done, you can't take back? That's a pretty good thought, isn't it? Let me give you three things and we'll go home. No, we'll go back and back, then we'll go home. Number one, look at verse number 18. Are y'all with me? Say amen. Amen. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were there instruments of music brought before him, And his sleep went from him. I'll tell you what he did. He went into his bed and fasted all night. And by the way, anytime there's fasting, it goes along with prayer. So what he was doing, Brother Colton, he went in there knowing he's the one that signed Daniel's death warrant. Knowing he's the one that put his name on the line. What do you do when you made a mess of everything? I tell you what you do. You take your burden to the Lord. You cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain thee. And cast your care upon him, for he cares for you. I want you to know something. And I thank God that the Lord is nigh to them that have a broken heart. And save us such that have a contrite spirit. I want you to know if you get down to business in prayer, as much as you mess something up and you can't change it, you can't take it back, I'm thankful for a God that can hear your prayers and bring a great balm of victory for you. Am I preaching? You can't help. Now listen to this. You can't get help if you try to hide something. Amen? You just can't get no help if you try to hide your sin. What you got to do is call to God. Call on God. I remember when I was a boy. I was raised up kind of rough. I had two brothers, and one of them was older, and he was out of the house, and one of them was still there. And we were poor, like that old saying is Job's turkey. I don't know what that means, but that we were that. We were poor. I did not know what a TV was until I was 10 or 12 years old. And Dad brought in a brand new TV and put it in there in the house. And him and Mom went out and... my brother and I started playing tag football in the living room where the brand new TV was. And I was a competitor back then, and I'm still a competitor now at 71 years old. And I took off running at him. I was going to score the touchdown, and he hit me at the ankles, and I went flying. Guess where I went into? Head first into that brand new TV. And I've never seen a mushroom black anything in my life, but I did for the first time. And when my mom and dad got home, guess what? They couldn't find me. I was hiding, and my brother was hiding, and I was scared to death. And by the way, they did find me, amen, and beat the fire out of me. But I want you to know something. You can't hide your stuff. What you need to do is go to God in prayer and call on God, because you got a God that answers prayer, can fix anything you have. Number two, I'm kind of liking this, Jay. Just a little practical thought. Look at verse 16. Number one, you need to call on God. Number two, then King commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, listen to this king's words, he will deliver you. Number one, or you need to call on God. Number two, you got to have confidence in God. I know I messed up. Daniel, I know I messed up. But I believe in my heart that your God is going to deliver you. How many of you have made a mess out of things in your life? and you thought there's no way I can fix it. There's no way I can go back and do anything about it. There's no way I'll ever get over this hurt, over this scar. But I am glad I've got confidence in somebody that sits high and looks low and loves us, and I can trust him, and he can fix anything. He can repair any broken heart. He can take care of any broken situation. Whatever you've done in your past that you can't fix, I got a God. Amen. Woo. You just need to put your trust in God. I remember a story about an old dirt farmer. Never flew in an airplane before. And his kids wanted to send him and his wife to the Pacific Ocean so they could see the ocean. And he was kind of like Chad Estep. Right, Chad? Flying and you don't get along. Chad does Hail Marys and everything else when he gets on the plane. He just can't take it. Every time I get on a plane, well, he got his head ducked. This fellow was somewhere similar to Chad. He got back from the fight. He said it wasn't too bad as I thought. But I didn't put all my weight on it. You know what your problem is? You're trying to hold on to too many things you can't handle. And you need to put your whole weight and whole trust in God. Somebody help me preach. Just like the song y'all just sung just a moment ago. That's why I had y'all sing. Hey, listen, I can't fix the broken thing, but I know a man that can. I got a Savior that loves you and cares for you, and all you need to do is trust him tonight. I'll be done. I told you I was going to be brief. Now this is a good one. Look at verse 25 and I'll be finished. Take a sip of this water before I get done. Are y'all there? Say amen. Then when you called on God and when you've had confidence in God, you need to make the right changes for God. Amen. You might not be able to go back and change something in the past, but you can change something in the future. Somebody help me preach. Look at verse 25. Then Darius wrote unto all the people and the languages that dwelt in the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. He's making another decree. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God. And steadfast forever, and his kingdom which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even forever. Excuse me, unto the end. I tell you what you can do. We can do, Jeff. We may have messed it up back there. And we've all done something. Don't any of y'all go out here and say you ain't never done something you regret it. Because you done lied to God, lied to me, and lied to everybody. Amen. We all have.
Amen.
But here's what we can do. We can change. Amen. And we now, instead of running from God, need to run to God. What? Teenager, you want God with you? You run to him. You may have a lot of forces against you in the public school, but I want to tell you there's a God that can help you. We just need to change. Amen. Some things I can't undo, brother. But God can bend my heart. And I can change. And I can go for God. Somebody help me preach. Bow your head with me. I'm finished. Just a little thought tonight. How many in this room know you're saved? Raise your hand. If you're not saved, raise them up. Let me know. How many in this room, you've done some stuff you know you can't take back. But you're letting the devil beat the fire out of you. And wear you out with it. And pester you. And here's what God wants. He wants you to call on Him. He wants you to have confidence in Him. And then He wants you to change. I wonder how many in this room would stand and say, "Preacher, the devil's beat me up over stuff that I know I can't change and I can't take back. But I want that remedy. I'm going to trust Him tonight. I want to call on Him to let Him fix whatever ails me." Stand with me. Our Father, there may be Christians in this room that just say, "I just want to come up and pray and put my confidence in God and call on a God that can heal my scars and touch my life. And I can change and I can have a great future. Because I'm going with God." Help folks just to come and pray. In Jesus' name, amen.